Now joined by head coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. Tri-County is coming off a victory over Osborne on Friday night, 44-37 at Union Star tonight. At Mercer in an early season HDC showdown on Thursday. Then a game at Holiday Hoops on Friday. I've done these interviews now for 2 days this week, coach, and I don't have the Holiday Hoops schedule in front of me. Is it Higbee that you guys are playing?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we play Higbee 2:30 on Friday. Yep.
And I did find this part out from Coach Lowry. It's an early out for Tri-County, so the girls get an early out, and they get to come play in Trenton.
Yeah, it'll be a nice way to end the first semester and kind of the first part, it feels like, of basketball season with the game at Holiday Hoops. That's always fun for the kids, but you know, we got a busy week and some business to take care of before then.
So I might have misspoke earlier. It's a 3-2 record. I might have said 2-3, but it's a 3-2, a victory over Osborne on Friday night. And it seems like, Coach, that either the girls are playing games that are really high scoring and they're back and forth, or they're kind of playing these 50-40 sort of games. And Osborne was one of those lower scoring games on Friday night.
Yeah, I think for us, it's just a matter of consistency on the defensive end, and in our two losses, we've gotten ourselves into a lot of foul trouble, and just have not done a very good job rebounding either. So, when we play good defense and we're solid rebounding the basketball, those are the types of games we want to be in. Of course, you want to score a lot of points, and that's always fun. But you know, we're fine winning 44-37, 32-30, whatever we have to do to win. That's what we want to do, but. You know, I think the biggest key for us is just finding a little bit more consistency on the defensive end. That's what we did on Friday night. Now we need to do it tonight against Union Star.
Well, you gave up 80 to Pattonsburg and an 80-62 loss a week ago, and then you cut that by more than half, just 37 to Osborne. I would just guess, Coach, that Wednesday and Thursday, a little bit of effort and attention was put on the defensive side of the basketball to girls.
Yeah, and we did that earlier in the year against Stuartsville as well, and we just keep kind of focusing on that side of the floor. We feel like we're scoring enough points. There's some things we could do better offensively, obviously, but on the defensive end, being assignment sound, being in the right spot. I always say, you know, sometimes people think that pressing teams is just street ball or whatever, but it requires a lot of discipline to play the way that we play. And we're getting there, but we want to see it consistently, not just one good night, then one bad night. We want to see the type of defense we played against Osborne. We need to see that every night.
Yeah, and when you're pressing, too, and I've played on those sort of defenses, so much of it is reading and so much of it is moving your feet. And if you're not reading or guesstimating where that ball's going, or you're not moving your feet to stay in front of people, you're going to struggle.
Yeah, I think that's critical. You got to get the ball stopped, being in the right spot, and also you can't reach. You want to get steals, and people see pressing, they think steals, but really, the critical stat there is turnovers. How many turnovers can you force? And when the other team's throwing the ball out of bounds, that's good too. A lot of times, when players try to steal the basketball from the other player who's dribbling, they're going to foul. So we try to emphasize stealing the pass and getting good traps instead of stealing the ball from the ball handler.
Have you heard if Mercer won last night or not, Coach, the girls?
Not last night. I haven't heard. I wasn't sure who they played last night. I know they lost on Friday night to Princeton. But.
Right. Okay. I was just checking because, obviously, that's a game we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And Mercer played up in Humiston last night against Mormon Trail. And I haven't seen a score yet, which means it's late morning. I'm going to go chase one down here for sports at the noon hour. But first things first, Coach, you got a trip to Union Star tonight. How challenging of a road trip is that going to be for the Lady Mustangs?
Well, I think for us, keeping our focus right now, we know, it's hard when you see Mercer sitting there in front of you. We know how difficult of a conference opponent they are and how important that is in terms of who will be the conference champion at the end of the year. So we think that, we have to focus on doing the little things again tonight, and that's not a team you can overlook. They've struggled the last few years, but they're playing better this year. So we got to go over and play well on defense and move the basketball and be unselfish on offense and not look at Mercer until tomorrow.
Yeah, and and here's the deal with Mercer too, and folks that know the Lady Cardinals know this about their basketball team this year. They got good talent, but they just don't have a lot of depth. Do you look at that game? And obviously, you're going to play the way that you'd like to play. But if you can speed them up and force turnovers, that's going to be kind of the system that's in place. That if Tri-County wants to get a road win, getting those live ball turnovers is going to be important.
Well, yeah, we need to take care of our. We need to use our depth to try to create a faster paced game, like you said, and try to create turnovers. And we know how good those players are, especially Meineke and Wilson. And even with six girls, they're six talented girls. So we're going to have to be ready to go. And last year they did some good things to try to slow us down. So we've got to be able to counter that this year and try to get the pace to be where we want it to be instead of playing their pace.
I've seen, for whatever reason, obviously this is the 15th year of Holiday Hoops, but I've seen teams that come into the Ketchum Center, they play like gangbusters and they look really, really good. I've seen other teams that they just, for whatever reason, maybe it's just, you know, it's a different atmosphere, it's a neutral court, it's a college court, they just look flat. And I would think, especially with this being the last game going into Christmas, Coach, that coming out and playing well against Higbee, win or lose against Mercer on Thursday, that's a big opportunity for the girls.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, they create a lot of different challenges. They shoot a lot of threes. Of course, we shoot a lot of threes. But, you know, we've had some issues there shooting the basketball the last couple of years. And so, you know, it'd be nice to come out and play well there. You know, Higbee's going to, like I said, they create a lot of different challenges than most teams we play because they shoot so many threes. So that'll be an important test for us. And, you know, that's something we'll think about probably late Thursday night into Friday morning, walk through right after school. You want to go play well and finish out the semester on a positive note.
Well, the girls won't need to hear get on the line all that much for the rest of the week because they got three games in the next 4 days. There'll be plenty of running to do between now and Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. A couple of road trips Tuesday, Thursday, and then a trip to the Ketchum Center to play Higbee on Friday afternoon. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll catch you at the Ketchum Center on Friday.
Thank you. We appreciate the coverage.